This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for May 2025. How did classical music play a part of Grace Murray Hopper's life as a pioneering computer scientist, mathematician, teacher, United States Navy Rear Admiral, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Grace Brewster Murray was born on December 9, 1906, in New York City, to Walter Murray, an insurance broker, and Mary Van Horn Murray, who loved mathematics, which she passed on to her daughter, end quote. Grace was the oldest of three children. She began studying the piano at a young age. She also enjoyed reading and was, quote, fascinated by machines, end quote. Grace Murray attended the Hartridge School in Plainfield, New Jersey, and was an excellent student in math and science. Quote, her family spent summers near a lake. Grace's canoe capsized. Her mother, who was watching from the shore, called out, "Remember your great-grandfather, the Admiral." This reminder gave Grace the strength to recover her canoe and return to shore, end quote. Grace later stated, quote, that her great-grandfather, Alexander Wilson Russell, a U.S. Navy Rear Admiral, inspired her admiration for the U.S. Navy, end quote. Grace Murray graduated Vassar in 1928, Phi Beta Kappa, with a bachelor's degree in mathematics and physics. She earned her master's degree in mathematics in 1930 at Yale University. In 1931 at Vassar, she began teaching mathematics, and in 1941 was promoted to associate professor. She taught there until 1943. Hopper said, quote, "Working with the youth is the most important job I've done. It's also the most rewarding," end quote. It was natural for her to, quote, "spend her adult life teaching others." Grace Hopper's students and colleagues, quote, described her as a passionate and inspiring teacher, a brilliant innovator, and strong advocate for women in STEM fields. She was known for her ability to make complex topics accessible and engaging, even for those who weren't necessarily computer science experts, end quote. Even though she left her faculty position, quote, at Vassar to join the Navy, teaching remained an important part of her life, end quote. Grace Hopper, in 1959, was a visiting and adjunct lecturer at the Moore School of Electrical Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania. Quote, in the 1960s and 1970s, she taught and lectured at Penn, George Washington University, and for the U.S. Navy Reserve, end quote. Grace Murray, in 1930, married Vincent Foster Hopper, a professor at New York University. They were divorced in 1945. Grace Murray Hopper earned her Ph.D. in mathematics in 1934 at Yale, quote, under the direction of Orstein Orr. Her dissertation, New Types Irreducibility Criteria, was published that same year, end quote. Grace, during World War II, wanted to join the Navy and was initially, quote, rejected due to being considered too old, 34 years of age, and underweight. She persisted and was eventually sworn into the Navy in December 1943. She went on to attend the Navy's Midshipman School in Northampton, Massachusetts, end quote. Hopper's first assignment was to work for Commander Howard Aiken to the Bureau Ships Computation Project at Harvard University. Quote, there she joined a team working on the IBM Automatic Sequence Controlled Calculator, better known as the Mark I, the first electromechanical computer in the United States. Under the guidance of Howard Aiken, who had developed the Mark I, Hopper and her colleagues worked on top-secret calculations essential to the war effort, computing rocket trajectories, creating range tables for new anti-aircraft guns, and calibrating minesweepers, one of the first three orders, now known as programmers. Hopper then wrote 561-page user manual for the Mark I, end quote. She left active service in 1946 after, quote, the Navy declined her request for a regular commission due to her age. She remained a naval reservist, end quote. She continued working from 1946 to 1949 on Mark II and Mark III computers under Navy contracts. She left Harvard at the end of, quote, her three-year research fellow, as there were no permanent positions for women, end quote. Grace Hopper, in 1949, as a senior mathematician, addition, joined Eckert-Mauchly Computer Corporation in Philadelphia, which was acquired by Remington Rand and later Sperry Rand under Army contracts. They built the first electronic computer. Eckert-Mauchly in the early 1950s developed, quote, the universal automatic computer, the UNIVAC 1, the first commercial electronic computer, end quote. While working at UNIVAC 1 and 2, Grace Hopper, quote, pioneered the idea of automatic programming and explored new ways to use the computer to code. She developed in 1952, quote, the first compiler called an A-O, which translated mathematical codes into machine-readable code, an important step towards creating modern programming languages, end quote. Hopper, in 1959, took part in, quote, the Conference on Data Systems Languages, CODASYL, the goal of which was to develop a common business language that could be used across the industry and sectors. The finished product was called COBOL, short for Common Business Oriented Language, end quote. Hopper is widely recognized for her work designing COBOL, developing compilers for it, and encouraging its broad adoption. By the 1970s, COBOL was the most extensively used computer language in the world, end quote. Rear Admiral Peter Collins, the first commander of the Navy Automation Command, said, Grace Hopper was the best public relations person the Navy ever had. She went out and spread the word to professional groups, business organizations, high schools, colleges, and universities. She had a great ability to turn young people onto computers and to the Navy, end quote. She was promoted to captain in 1973, to Commodore in 1983 in the White House with Ronald Reagan as president, and then to Rear Admiral in November 1985. President George Bush in 1991 awarded Hopper, quote, the National Medal of Technology for her pioneering accomplishments in the development of computer programming languages that simplified computer technology and opened the door to a significantly larger universe of users. She was the first woman to receive the nation's highest technology award as an individual, end quote. In 1996, the Navy, quote, commissioned the USS Hopper, a guided missile destroyer, end quote. She posthumously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor in recognition of her lifelong leadership role in the field of computer science, end quote. At age 79 in 1985, Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper retired from the Navy. She was the oldest serving officer in the U.S. Armed Forces, end quote. She served over 42 years. In that same year, she went to work as a senior consultant in public relations at the Digital Equipment Corporation, where she continued to work until she passed away in 1992. Grace Murray Hopper was a trailblazing computer scientist, mathematician, teacher, United States Navy Rear Admiral, and lifelong musician. On New Year's Day, 1992, Grace Murray Hopper died at her home in Arlington, Virginia. She was 85 years old. She was buried in Arlington National Cemetery with full honors.